Hello, and welcome to your weekly finance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest from Financial Services Online. This Saturday, November 8th, 2025, we've got significant updates for you from the industry all across Australia. Let's set sail with marine industry news as we spotlight Austal Limited. This prominent Australian shipbuilder has just secured a $100 million investment, courtesy of a loan from Export Finance Australia. They are steering this funding towards the expansion of their shipbuilding operations in Mobile, Alabama. This sizable investment forms a crucial part of effort to enhance Austal's ability to construct vessels for the U.S. Navy and Coast Guard. CEO Patty Gregg lauds this investment as a major milestone for Austal, expecting to bolster U.S.-Australian defense relationships. Trade Minister Don Farrell sings a similar tune, stating this deal is a testament to Australian maritime expertise and international collaboration. Staying afloat in the maritime sector, we have a new player to welcome. Marinex Underwriting has officially joined the Australian marine insurance market. This newcomer sails under the flag of global specialty insurer Amwins and is helmed by industry experts Janelle Carnab, Chris Kelly, and Ainsley Smith. Marinex brings on board a range of new offerings including cargo, carriers, commercial hull, and marine liability insurances, essentially a dynamic response to the complex needs of the marine industry. A new tide in the marine insurance industry, it appears. Switching gears, let's turn our attention to small and medium businesses in Australia. We're noticing a tactical shift in the SME landscape. Amid economic challenges, these businesses are increasingly leaning towards extended loan terms for managing their cash flow. We saw a 43% surge in loan applications early on in this financial year. Interestingly, this trend is prevalent in Victoria, South Australia, and New South Wales. The real boom sectors seen were food services, IT, and healthcare, with the electricity and services sector witnessing a staggering 167% surge in borrowing. Take note, however, while extended repayment may offer relief, SMEs must also weigh the long-term implications of debt. As always, consulting advisors for sustainable financial strategies remains paramount. In a closely related development, Australia is witnessing a troubling economic trend. An alarming rise in insolvencies and loan applications flags potential business distress. Insolvencies have spiked by 21% to reach a five-year high. Meanwhile, loan applications marked a 6% increase. Reports reveal high-risk firms displaying increased credit shopping, signaling financial distress. The sectors hardest hit are construction and hospitality, with construction seeing a significant dip in new entries. As the struggle to survive brings about a rise in loans, businesses should consider navigating these turbulent waters with robust financial management and professional advice. And that brings us to the end of this week's growth, investments, and commercial trends across sectors. As always, I'm Paige Estrotori, thrilled to keep you informed. For more on personal and business loan finances, remember to check out financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next Saturday, let's keep the Australian economy thriving, one business at a time.